for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Thursday evening service of August the 28th, 1997, of the Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker for the evening.
We'll be blessed by being here this evening and this weekend, and that the blessing of the Lord will move and flow in your behalf for your needs as we call and make Jesus Lord. Amen. Brother Tommy.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I want my wife to stand. Wanda, would you stand back there? Praise God. She's been here many times with me. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. It's the only wife I ever had. Thank God for her.
Yeah. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Praise God. Appreciate her. Appreciate my family. Let me pray for your families. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's all stand. Amen? Praise God. Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for this time. Lord, without you we're nothing. We submit to you tonight, Lord. We ask that you would quicken us, Lord, as we share the Word of God. We ask the Holy Spirit to touch each one of us tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, not only for tonight, but the rest of the camp meeting, that the Holy Spirit would just bring in those that's to be here, Father God. You'd watch over and protect each one that's coming, Lord God, and that you'd bless the ministry, you'd bless the people. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. How many need more of God's oil tonight?
Amen.
I mean, no, we all do.
Yes.
Turn to Zechariah chapter 4. Look at the scripture here. One thing about it, we got some soft chairs to sit and listen to all these scriptures tonight. Yeah. I know what you said, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank God for those soft seats. Brother Coffey, are you the one that did that?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate
you
sitting up there on those nice seats. I wish we had them all over the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Praise God. Zechariah 4. Look at verse 11. The scripture said, Then answered I and said to him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the church? I mean, though the candlestick's the church. And upon the left side thereof. And I answered again and said to him, What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? How many know you can't empty out unless you've got something to empty? Isn't that right? And how many believe we need the oil tonight? We need the Holy Spirit as never before. Isn't that right? And so you cannot give unless you have something. And so they're emptying out the golden oil out of themselves. Notice that golden oil is within them. And how many thank God for the golden oil that's within us tonight? Hallelujah. We did not earn it or buy it, although we give ourselves to the Lord. God gives it to us as we seek Him and cry out for Him. But we know there is a golden candlestick, there are golden pipes, and there's golden oil that's flowing. But where is this oil flowing? It is flowing into the church. It is flowing into the candlestick. How many know that's fresh revelation? How many believe we need some fresh revelation tonight? And how many believe that these are prophets here as well, according to Revelation? And verse 13, he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Literally, in the Hebrew, it means these are the sons of oil. Sons of oil. How many want to be a son tonight, and how many want to have the oil of God tonight? As never before in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So God is raising up sons of oil. And what are they doing? They're standing by the Lord of the whole earth. There's no religious activity, no fleshly activity. They'll only move when God moves them. How many believe there's a lot of activity tonight that God's going to cut out?
Amen.
And if we could see in our own life, there's a lot of activity we've done or are doing, possibly, that God wants to cut out. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many believe that there are things that motivate us at times and that it's not of the Holy Spirit? You believe that?
Amen.
And so to be led of the Holy Spirit, come on, God wants us to grow up to be a son. Isn't that right?
Amen.
To know where we are, to know who's leading us, and submitting to Him. Praise the Lord. Now go over with me to Psalms 92. I'm just going to give you a few scriptures here, and then I will go to the New Testament. Go to Psalms 92, just a few scriptures that we probably all know, and just to show you something. Now, sons of fresh oil. How many know when the manna came, it was the taste of fresh oil? Remember that, Brother Billy? There was the taste of fresh oil when that manna hit the ground, when God's people took it. Anybody want a freshness tonight? How many believe that God wants to destroy death and bring forth life within us? How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, good. Well, David here says in Psalms 92:10, he said, "But mine horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed." I shall be anointed with what, brethren? Come on.
Fresh oil.
A fresh visitation. Amen. A fresh move of God. Amen. How many believe we need it today? We need it today, brother. We need a fresh move of God. And how many know we can get it as we go to God, as we seek the Lord, as we cry out to God? God will visit us individually and corporately. Isn't that right? And so there is a freshness that God wants to bring my way and your way. Now turn over with me to Proverbs chapter 1. Let's see how this oil comes. Proverbs chapter 1. And then I want to go to the New Testament in just a few minutes. But chapter 1 of Proverbs, verse 23. And there's a lot here in this whole chapter, but I just want to give you one verse. "Turn you at my reproof."
Yes.
My chastening, my discipline, my correction. How many believe we need some reproof in the church?
Yes.
You know, brethren, there are people who don't want God's government. How many believe the real government of God will bring reproof?
Yes.
And chastening. You know why? Because God chastens those, come on, who dish out the government of God. Isn't that right?
Yes.
How many believe if we submit to His government, to His authority, how many know that we can also preach it and give it out? Isn't that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How many believe that? But He said, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you." Notice the Spirit and the Word. There's a balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Spirit and the Word. If what? You turn at my reproof. Now, look, turn with me to another scripture here in the book of Proverbs. Look in chapter 15. And verse 5, not everybody wants God's reproof. Amen? But there are those that do. 15:5 says this. Now, this is a good scripture here, part of it. It said, "A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is," come on,
prudent.
How many believe David was a prudent man? Amen? How many know that David would receive correction? And if we receive correction, we are prudent. Now, look at another scripture, 13:18 of Proverbs. 13:18 says this, "Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses something. Instruction. But he that regards reproof shall be honored." Now, God wants to cause us to be prudent. He wants us to be honored. And He said, "If you will turn at my reproof, I will pour out my oil, my Spirit, and my Word to you." Amen? Now look in 12:1. Look in chapter 12, verse 1. "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof is" what? Come on. Brutish. He's a brute. How many believe there's some brute beasts according to what Jude says in the last days that's rising? Amen? Brute beasts. Amen. He calls them twice dead. Clouds without water and so forth. Now, notice one other scripture. 15:10 here in Proverbs. "Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die." That's spiritually as well as maybe literally. Amen. How many know there are people who die before their time? Do you believe that? And there are those that are brutes. But there's also those that are prudent. There are those that are honored. There are those that God's pouring out His Spirit and His Word because they're changing. They're turning when the reproof comes. The correction, the discipline of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know the word oil in the Scripture means three things. It means to pour on. It means to smear on. And it means to rub in. How many know we've had some things of God poured upon us?
Some things have been smeared upon us. But how many know He wants to rub it in? Real good. Amen? God wants to do that for us. Praise the Lord. Now turn to Job. Job chapter 29. Job chapter 29 in the Old Testament. And look at verse 1. Job is speaking a parable or a proverb here. That word parable means a proverb. In verse 2, he said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me." How many know sometimes we're always looking backward? Amen. Come on now, amen? And we've all had some good times back there, I believe, in the Lord, haven't we? But he said, "When God preserved me." Well, how many know in 1997 he can still do it? How many believe you're being preserved today? Even to the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, verse 3. When his candle... Now, look at this revelation here. The illumination. When his candle shined upon my head. And when by his light... This is the word. I walked through what? Come on. Darkness. How many's walking through some darkness tonight? How many's coming out of some darkness? How many know darkness is fleeing? As we, come on, approach the light. Isn't that right? As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Next verse. When the Almighty was yet with me. Well, is He with us today? Sure He is. When my children were about, well, He lost His children, His first set of children, and thank God, God restored it. Now look at verse 6. When I washed my steps with butter. I mean, oh, this is a strong word. Here, Job, butter speaks of a strong word. When I wash, this is his walk life. When I wash my steps with butter, so don't go down to the Safeway store or Kroger's and get you some butter and put it on your feet. That's not what he's talking about. When I wash my steps with butter, notice, the rock, how many know that's Christ? The rock poured me out rivers of oil. Hallelujah. When I walked in that strong word. Turn to Isaiah 7. It speaks of the Lord here, I believe. Isaiah chapter 7. With that in mind, hallelujah. Isaiah 7. And we want to look at verse. See, what verse is that? Verse, let's see here. Isaiah 7. Did I say Isaiah 7? Yeah. Okay. Look at verse 14 and 15. Therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know, notice, that he may know something. How many want to know something? That he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Hallelujah. And how many know there's such a mixture in us today that God wants to destroy? And how many know walking in a strong word with reproof will challenge us, change us, and deliver us? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Now look in verse 22. And it shall come to pass for the abundance of milk that they shall give, he shall eat butter, for butter and honey shall everyone eat that's left in the land. And how many believe God's got a remnant?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want a strong word to walk in. How about you, brother? I want to walk in His word. Amen. Praise God. And God said, I'll pour out rivers of oil. Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Jesus. Turn to Psalms 133. Psalms 133. So we've seen that as we turn in His reproof, He will pour out oil. As we walk in a strong word, God will give us rivers of oil. And in Psalms 133, we see something else here. Hallelujah. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And notice the word dwell. Remaining, abiding, dwelling in unity. How many know it's not just on Sunday morning only? It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard. And that speaks of maturity. Even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. And notice it's like the dew of Hermon. How many know that dew comes down all the way getting into that vegetation? And how many believe that dew is a picture of the Holy Spirit as well as the Word? And how many know we need some dew tonight to fall upon us? Amen? But it's not just on the surface. It gets down into the vegetation. That dew, brother, we need a move of God. We need a move of the Spirit and the Word coming into our lives. And it needs to get down in us and change us. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now notice what he says here. And then he said, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And when we walk in unity, there is a blessing. What is the blessing? It is life, and it's life evermore. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, brethren, you know, unity is not just on the surface. Unity has to be in the heart. There's got to be a one accordance. There's got to be one passion within us, given to us by God, and we walk in it. Amen? I mean, we should take that unity wherever we should go. And it's easy to break the unity of the Spirit, isn't it? But we should endeavor, come on, to keep the unity of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We should endeavor to keep the unity. Now, turn over to Jeremiah 15. We haven't got to the New Testament yet, have we? We'll get there. Hang on. But I got some things to say yet. The Holy Spirit gave me today. I really had some other things. But I mean, thank God for the Spirit's teaching. You know, I went to Bible school, and I thank God for the Bible school I went to. But, you know, a lot of things I learned, I had to throw my notes away. Because how many know the Spirit is our teacher? I literally know a man whom Jesus appeared to him, put his face, finger in his face, and said to him, if you go to that particular Bible college he was going to, he said, you rejected me from being your teacher. Well, I'm not against Bible schools or colleges if they're teaching. How many of the best Bible colleges is fivefold ministry?
Right.
Amen? How many believe that? Apostles, come on, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. That's the kind I recommend. All right. Jeremiah 15. Look at verse 15. He's under persecution, the prophet here. How many's been under persecution? Don't raise your hands, but how many's been under some persecution lately? Here he's being persecuted, and know that for thy sake I've suffered rebuke, not for his stupid faults. How many know we've all suffered for all our faults and mistakes? Verse 16, thy words were found. Now here's the overcomer. Here's the one that's hungry. And I did eat them, and thy word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. How many still love to read the Word and let the Word speak to you? 17. Look at 17 now. There's a separation here. He said, I sat alone because of the mockers and because of God's hand. And I believe God's separating a people, don't you? How many believe He separated you in some areas and me in some areas? But I'll tell you, there's going to be a greater separation yet. And then he talks about this pain in verse 18, this perpetual pain. But look at verse 19, what he says. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then I will bring thee again, and thou shalt what? Come on, what you going to do, Jeremiah? Thou shalt stand before me, God says. Where was the two witnesses in Zechariah standing?
Before the Lord.
They learned something. And here he said, thou shalt stand before me, and if thou shalt take forth the precious from the vile. There's that mixture again. If you take the precious from the vile, and how many know that's an act of our will? How many believe we have to choose, come on, the positive from the negative? Isn't that right? If thou shalt take forth the precious from the vile, thou shalt be as my mouth, and let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. How many want to be God's mouth tonight? How many want to prophesy as God prophesies? How many want to speak a word of the Lord when God speaks the word? Come on, amen. How many want that? Amen? Praise God. Well, God says we have to do something. We have to learn to take the precious from the vile. Amen? And then he said, you can stand before me and be my mouth. Look in Luke 21. And I'm going to tell you several things about that scripture in just a second. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. This literally is going to happen. I believe it's the man-child is going to be the people this is going to happen to. But in Luke 21, verse 36, watch ye therefore. You know, we need to watch. What does that mean? Chase some sleep away. How many want to chase some sleep away? How many hear that the Lord wakes you up in the night and you get up and pray and obey the Lord? Amen? How many know sometimes you're tired, you're sleepy, but God's knocking on your door, isn't He? Watch ye therefore and pray when? Pray always. Why? That you may be accounted worthy. Remember Jesus said in Revelation 3, to those overcomers, those that were worthy, they would walk with him in white. Remember that? And here he's talking about somebody that's worthy, somebody that's overcoming, somebody that's praying, and somebody that's watching. And so he said that you may be accounted worthy to escape. Escape what? All, come on, these things, all those judgments he spoke about here in Luke 21. That shall come to pass, and notice, stand before the Son of Man. Praise God. How many want to come through everything that's thrown at you? How many know prayer will bring you through? Praying always. Praying always. Watching and praying always. Amen? That you be accounted worthy. Praise God. To escape those things. Isn't that right? Another translation says that you be strong enough to come through all these things. Hallelujah. Not fly out of here, right? Praise God. Now, back in Jeremiah 15, Jeremiah saw the mixture, didn't he? He saw the precious, come on. He saw the vile. And then he saw a deliverance there. We'll go back there just a minute. How many believe that discerning of spirits needs to come to the body of Christ?
Yeah.
And how many know it comes two ways? By gift and by growth. By a gift, how many know it can move any time God wants to open our eyes and ears? Isn't that right? But yet, discernment can come by growth as well. And so, we need discernment to know what is good and what is not good. How many know the time would come, the prophet said, they would call evil good. Come on. And good evil. Isn't that right? Brethren, let it not be found among us. Let us not say good is evil and evil is good. Amen? Let us come to the place where we can truly discern that which is God and that which is not God. God hates the mixture. And how many know we should hate the mixture tonight? How many believe God wants us to be sanctified? He wants us to pray. He wants us to do all those things that we read there tonight and so forth. But how many know there's one thing that... Go back to Jeremiah. There's one thing that Jeremiah did, though. What did Jeremiah do in chapter 15? In Jeremiah 15, he did something. Again, in verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing unto me, of my heart. If we're going to discern, we've got to eat the word. Isn't that right? John ate the little book in Revelation. Ezekiel ate the roll, didn't he? Jeremiah is eating the word. The overcomers. I mean, old Benjamin was a hearty eater. There was four or five more amounts of food given to Benjamin, the son of the right hand. Isn't that right? So God's overcomers are hearty eaters. Do you believe that? They're eating the word. Praise God. They're eating it, and yet God's word is doing a work in us, and we're walking some things out. How many believe there's some things we've got to walk out yet? Come on. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right. Now I wrote this down, and then I want to go to the New Testament, as I said a while ago. The anointing has been described as something that listeners can tell when speakers do not have it. I'm going to read that again. The anointing has been described as something that listeners can tell when speakers do not have it. It is that divine plus that brings the breath. Somebody said breath a while ago. Who was that? We were talking about that word a while ago. Was you? That brings the breath of the Spirit on all that one says or does. Hallelujah. It puts power and authority into one's words and actions. 1 Corinthians 2. Look at it there. 1 Corinthians 2. Paul. Let's see what he says. In verse 4. I'll just skip down to verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit. Come on. And of power. Next verse. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. How many know the kingdom is the power?
Amen.
Amen? Praise God. So, thank God. I believe that God is moving. Praise the Lord. Now, go to Matthew chapter 25. Here's where I'm coming to. I want to stay here a while now. I've just jumped around a while, but I want to stay here a while. The Lord has been speaking some things. Praise the Lord. How many believe we're in the end of the age? I believe that. I believe we're closer than what we realize tonight.
Amen.
I believe because of our flesh at times, we think it's way out there. But I tell you, brethren, I believe we're very close of things happening in our nation, in us, and the church. Amen? And how many believe there's a sleeping church tonight too?
Amen.
Now, in amen. Now, in this chapter 25, look at verse 1 just a minute. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, how many were there? 10. Now, he said the kingdom is likened to those 10 virgins, didn't he? Now, Irma said this. Where's the kingdom at tonight? Come on. Where is that kingdom? Where's the mixture at tonight? It's not with God. It's in here. Amen? Now, when I read 5 wise and 5 foolish, I don't mean, in my interpretation, it's 50, you know, foolish and 50 wise. I don't see it that way. But I see a majority tonight in the church that's foolish. And I see a remnant, come on, that's becoming wise in the Lord. Can you hear that? I do not see it 50-50. Some teach it that way. And the word foolish literally means, and I've said this before, it means a blockhead. Anyone want to be a blockhead? No. Now, it's our responsibility to get the oil. How many know God will give it to us? But we have to desire Him. Isn't that right? Amen? So there's a mixture right here in chapter 25. Wise and foolish. All right, now, there's 5 wise, 5 foolish. And I believe in the church we're seeing there is a wise ministry. 5 is grace and 5 is the ministry. And there's also a foolish ministry. And how many know the wise will tell you, you better get filled and you better stay filled, come on, with God's oil. Amen? And how many know there are things that cause us to leak and to lose life and to lose the desire we once had for God? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How many know that every day, in one sense, is a war? I don't know about you, but I've been in a war zone lately.
Amen.
Now, the war's not mine, it's the Lord's. The battle's His, but I'm telling you, I've been in the battle. How about you been in the battle?
Amen.
Praise God. But how many know we're victors in Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And like Jack said, you know, there's a lot of things out here out front that looks good. But behind the scene, it's not all good. That was really a word of the Lord, I believe. Amen? You know, I had a dream. Well, I've never even told Jack this. And I certainly don't mean to boast or brag what I'm saying. Because how many know, even though you have visions and dreams, how many know it's not automatic? Isn't that right, Jack? It is not automatic. But I remember I had this vision or dream in the night. I used to have a lot of them, but there were about 4 people around me, and I saw the color of the atmosphere of the sky. And then I saw people hustling and bustling, going. How many believe that people today is just going, you know, knowledge is being increased and people's running to and fro. Isn't that right? And that's the way it was. And it was a different atmosphere that I was beholding, and it was troubling by what I was seeing. And all at once, there were some names beginning to descend like out of from the heavenlies. And all at once I saw this name come down, and it was on silver. You know whose name it was? Jack Harris.
Hallelujah.
I saw it in a vision. And God said, "That's the Jack is in the first fruit." That's what He said in that dream. And then we rejoiced. There were 4 of us. We just began to rejoice. How many want to be in the first fruit company?
Amen.
God's best. Come on, amen. We're not going to get there ourselves. It's going to be the Lord that's going to take us there. But I saw Jack. He was in the first fruit company.
Hallelujah.
And then I looked again. Here come another name. And this time it was like a smaller thing. And I saw my name, Jack, right there below yours.
Praise the Lord.
And then I saw our fellowship. I saw our fellowship. We're like fellowship in Tulsa. I saw that the people that was in the fellowship was in that group.
Hallelujah.
But what hurt me was that I saw there were many others that did not make it.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm not saying I'm there. I would never boast of that. But I tell you, if God's going to bring us there, we'll seek the Lord.
Yes.
He's going to bring us to that place. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen. And so, there's going to be many there. I know that. But I tell you, God's picking His people today.
Yes.
choosing his people. You know why? Because they're choosing God too, aren't they? How many believe that?
Amen.
You know, it's one thing to be called out, to be part of the ecclesia. But then there's the elect who have come out of the ecclesia as well. Yeah. Or who's in the ecclesia, however you want to say it. Many are called. Come on, few are chosen. Now, here in this chapter, right here in this chapter. And before I read, though, go to Proverbs. I want to give you one more scripture. 21:20 of Proverbs. Proverbs 21:20. Praise God. Chapter 21, verse 20. And notice what Proverbs says. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise. How many believe his treasure is in us tonight? And it, notice, he said, and there's treasure to be desired, and oil is in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spendeth it up. And how many know that we can lose the oil, brother, and not realize it sometime? Samson, remember, he was anointed by God. He said, I'll go out and shake myself. And that's all he could do is shake. How many know God had lifted from Samson? Amen? Now, back in Matthew 25, let's look at some similarities here between the wise and the foolish. How many know that both were virgins? Huh? They're pure. They're saved. They're baptized in the Holy Ghost, whether we believe it or not. Probably using the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But they're called virgins. They're pure ones. Do you believe that? Okay? Praise God. Now, both took their lamps with them, didn't they? Both took their lamps with them. Number three, the third thing is, both went to meet the bridegroom. Now, look in verse 1 again, or is it verse 1? Yeah, it says here, they went forth to meet the bridegroom in verse 1. Then down in verse 6 again, the cry goes forth, behold, the bridegroom comes, go you out to meet him. But something happened between verse 1 and verse 6. Isn't that right? Now, both slumbered, come on, and slept. And how many believe God's bringing us out of a deep sleep? Just like he did Adam. Adam was in a natural sleep, but how many know some are in a spiritual sleep as well? And God's waking us up. You know, if you look at a man sleeping, two men sleeping, one's dead and one's not dead, how many know they look alike? Only one's breathing. One's not. And yet, it says here that both of them slumbered and slept. Amen? Now, then it says both of them heard the cry. Believe the Holy Ghost is bringing forth a cry. You believe he's bringing forth a cry? You believe he's bringing forth a cry to those that want to hear him? I mean, he's crying and a lot of people aren't hearing him. And God help me to have ears to hear what he's saying, what he's crying, what he's speaking. Some of us are deaf. How many know God keeps speaking until we either obey him or grow deaf? Isn't that right? I don't want to grow deaf. I want to obey the Holy Spirit, brother. Both trimmed their lamps. And you look this word trim up. It's from the word cosmos, I believe it is, which is the word for the world. There was some cutting away of the world, some trimming of the world off of their life, lust, the eyes of flesh, and pride of life. And both of them lived and saw midnight. And I want to tell you, there's a people that's going to see midnight. And how many know 1 minute past midnight, you're on the downscale towards morning and light. Isn't that right? Midnight is darkness. Come on. Let's see what David said about midnight. Turn to Psalms 119. One scripture here. There's a lot of them in the Bible about midnight. 119:62, is it? Yes, 119. Psalms 119:62. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. So God's righteous judgments shall be in the earth, and yet there's a people going to praise the Lord and worship the Lord because of it. Amen. Amen. How many know some of those judgments may be right here in our nation? It will be in our nation. They are in our nation. They will be in our nation. And other nations as well. Praise God. All right. Now, I really believe, brethren, because there's a wise virgin and a foolish virgin that we're talking about here, there is a split, there is a rent, there is a division that's coming to the church. It's in the church, and yet it's coming.
But we better wise up and say, God, if I am foolish, help me to repent. And take the oil in now, Lord, and prepare me and get me ready. Can you hear me? Because, brethren, it's in the church, isn't it? We're not talking about the world. We're talking about people of God. Amen? I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about you. We need more of God. Now, let me show you some differences here with the brethren. Of course, they were wise. They were foolish. Now, one took an extra supply of oil, didn't he? One took an extra supply. You know what? They were not presumptuous. They were not saying, I got it made in the shade. And the others did not take the extra supply. They were presumptuous. They could make it, and they couldn't make it the way they thought. Now, the wise had oil in their vessel. And the vessel is your soul. The lamp is your spirit. The vessel is your soul. That's what God showed me. How many know we need some oil in our vessel? And that which God does in your spirit, He wants to move up into your mind, will, emotions, and desires, and change your soul, come on, as He's changed that inner man. Isn't that right? And how many know that's a process, that's sanctification, so forth. Isn't that right? Okay. So, one had oil in the soul or in the vessel. The other had no oil at all in their vessel. Which means that extra work had not been done in their mind, will, emotions, and so forth. Now, you know something here in chapter 25. The wise did not ask anybody, as far as here on the earth, for that oil. They didn't ask. Of course, I'm sure they did the Lord, but they didn't ask anybody. But how many know the foolish were the beggars? If I can use that phrase. What'd they say? Look at it. In verse 8, the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil for our lamps. Come on. Now, notice it says going out, but the margin says are going out. Now, if they hadn't lost totally all the oil in the lamp in that inner man, which it represents, and yet they were losing oil, wasn't they? How many believe that death, come on, had begun to take hold of them? Come on, don't shout me down now. Death had begun to take hold. If we lose oil, something else replaces God. Something else replaces and replenishes in the place of that oil. Isn't that right? We know it's not life because they were losing some oil. They were leaking. And brethren, how many know death is a spirit? How many believe that? I said it's a spirit. Hallelujah. And God's been, I heard a brother recently give a few scriptures on dead men walking. And God gave me a lot of scriptures with that. Dead men walking. The Bible talks in Timothy about the ladies who live in pleasure and yet they're dead, come on, while they're living. And I tell you, brother, there are people that have known God tonight that's dead and yet they're still walking. Amen? I mean, it's better to have never known the way of righteousness than that, to know it and turn from it, Peter says. Amen? He said it's better to never have known that truth than to know it and turn from it. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, hallelujah. Now, I want to show you something. Here, it's the wise not only had all in their lamp, but also in their vessel or their soul, which means God had done the extra work in their soul. But now, look at verse 10. While the foolish go out to what? What are they going to go do? Going to go buy. They're going to have to lay their self life down. They're going to spend some quality time with God now, aren't they? While they went to buy, come on, the bridegroom came. Who's the bridegroom? Come on, tell me his name. Now, this is not Jesus' literal return here. I don't believe it is. How many believe His coming is first in us, as well as out in the air? I believe that. And I believe that this fullness of Christ came in to the wise. Okay? I believe it's a man-child, people. I believe it's the two witnesses of Revelation. I can, and other things. But I believe that fullness came into a people. Well, let's look at it then. Verse 10. Look at it. Look at it.
It says, while they went to buy the foolish, the bridegroom came, and they that were what? Come on. And I want to tell you, Peter thought he was ready one time to stand up for the Lord, but how many know he wasn't ready? And you know, brethren, again, presumption can say, you're ready. You're ready. I'm ready. When we may not be. Amen? How many want to be honest with God and have God to be honest with us, in which He will be? They that were ready went in with Him to the marriage, of the marriage feast. Okay? And the door shut. Now, this marriage feast is not a big table in heaven. 1,500 miles long, and I just holler way down and say, "Speech, send the green beans and potatoes up my way." We're not talking about that kind of marriage, are we? You know, I heard a guy on TV the other night. He said he's going to build a $7.5 million complex, and then he said we're going to go to dinner. That's what he said. We're going up there to that marriage supper in the sky to dinner after we build this big complex here. Then after seven years, we're going to come back, take over that building and use it during the millennium. But this marriage feast is a spiritual thing. Now, look in Revelation 4. The Lord quickened a scripture to me as I was praying one night. Chapter 4. Hallelujah. Look at verse 1. Revelation 4:1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open where, brethren? In the heavenlies, in the kingdom. And open heaven, that's right, Bill. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talk with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be, come on, hereafter. Now let's see where John was. Immediately I was in the Spirit. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now go back to chapter 1 just a minute. Go back to chapter 1 and verse 9. John relates it right here. He says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion. Where's he at? Come on. Good times? Tribulation? And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that's called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on or in the Lord's day and heard behind me that great voice of a trumpet. John saw that open door. John was thrust through that door in the Spirit, and he saw the throne, and he saw the Lord, but how many know his body was still on the Isle of Patmos?
Amen.
And that's the way I see Matthew 25. They go into the marriage feast with the Lord. If I can say it this way, they go in as a bride, but they come out as sons.
Amen.
Now, you may see it different. That's fine. Amen. Because how many know there's a higher order than the bride?
Amen.
How many thank God for the bride? You know, brethren, there's believers, there's a bride, and there's the sons. God is working His Son, come on, within us. Amen? As we submit to Him. You believe that?
Amen.
Now, how many know that these wise, they went into the marriage feast, but the foolish missed it. Anybody want to miss what God's doing?
No.
How many know if we're not attuned to God, we'll miss it? I don't want to miss what God is really doing. And how many know we'll not miss it if we will submit to God, let God do a work in us, and cry out for that oil. Now, what I see here is two things. I see obedience and disobedience. How many know the foolish obeyed God? If you have the Spirit in your life and in your soul, how many of you are going to obey God? If you're going to be a son. If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, are you going to have to obey God? Sure you are. But the foolish had locked souls. What do I mean by that? There was no oil in their soul. There was not the overshadowing of Christ in their soul, mind, will, emotions, and desires. They had locked Him out. Even though they had been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, maybe used in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but they had locked God out. They refused to obey the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? How many believe you come knocking on their door to get up and pray? Come on, many times. And to seek His face. How many know He's come to us at times and we've missed Him? We've missed His visitation. Come on, somebody say amen. We're not putting anybody down. We're not lifting anybody up. But I want to be a wise virgin tonight. How many want to be one? And you know, brethren, there on the inside of the door, somebody's on the outside knocking to get in. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So somebody was ready. Somebody was not ready. Somebody had their soul saved as well as their spirit. And somebody did not have their soul saved. Amen? And God wants us to be ready. Now look here. In chapter 25, he says there are five wise and five what now? And then he said the door was shut. Which means somebody's on the inside of that door, right? Those that went into that marriage feast. Revelation 12:5. Hallelujah. I could give you several scriptures here, but I'm going to just give you two. Come on. Revelation 12:5. John is that picture in Revelation chapter 1 and chapter 4 of these. And what did it say? And she, the church, brought forth a man-child who was to rule, literally shepherd all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto who? God. God's a spirit, isn't he? And to his throne. That's the place for the overcomer. And so I believe that is what's happening when they move into that marriage feast. They're caught up into that realm of God. Amen? Into that fullness. Then Revelation 11. One scripture in Revelation 11, verse 3. And I will give power unto my two martyrs. And I believe the two martyrs represent the Word and the Spirit in a people. According to Zechariah. And they shall what? Prophesy how long? 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth, which means you're in a flesh and blood body. They're still speaking the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe the Lord's going to stand with us? Look in Daniel 12:1 just a minute. Look in Daniel 12:1. I want to tell you three things here with this scripture. Daniel 12. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble. Jesus said it's tribulation. But how many know that we've come out of some trouble? Come on, we're going to yet come out some more. How many believe that? There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even at that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be what?
Delivered.
Everyone that's found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust, there shall wake some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, I see three things there. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, I forgot the first one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Deliverance or liberation and resurrection. Deliverance. How many believe deliverance is coming to the people of God? Liberation is coming to the people of God. And resurrection is coming to the people of God. We know it's already started within us. But how many believe it's increasing as we submit to God? Amen? Hallelujah. And so, brethren, tonight we need God's oil. Amen? We need the oil of God. Now, how many believe that anointing destroys every yoke? It doesn't just break it. It destroys every yoke that we have. And turn over now to Galatians. A couple more scriptures. Hallelujah. Galatians. I'm over in Peter. Galatians chapter 4. I think it's 4 or so here. I want. Galatians. Chapter 4. Look in verse 3. Do you believe we are responsible to walk with God once we've been set free? Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the what? The elementary spirit, the elemental spirits of this world, or the spirits of this world. Then we go down to verse 9. But now, after that you have known God. How many thank God for knowing Him tonight in the measure we know Him? Or rather, are known of God. How turn you again to the weak? Come on. And beggarly elements, those spirits you were delivered from, and yet he said you're going back under those beggarly elements. And that means a lot. There's a lot of meaning in those verses too as well. It's more than that. It's a lot of things. Whereunto you desire to, again, to be what? In bondage or slavery. How many know the word desire is a strong word? Positive and negative. Isn't that right? And yet he said, after you've known God, after you've known God, how turn, he says again, to those weak and beggarly elements, whereby you desire again to be in bondage. He's saying that some people desire to go back into that which it came out of. Amen? Then look in chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast therefore in what?
Liberty.
The liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled
again
with the yoke of bondage. Paul said we're not to be entangled with the affairs of this life if we're going to be a good soldier.
Amen.
Then look at verse 13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Thank you. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another.
Amen.
You cannot do the things you want to do. I can't do the things I want to do if we've truly been set free and are being set free. Now, look in chapter 5 and look with me. I believe it's chapter 5. Oh, no, it's Ephesians chapter 5 I want. Ephesians chapter 5. Look at verse 13. We're talking about the wise and foolish. We're talking about those who have all and those who are leaking. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by what?
Light.
The light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. Was the foolish virgin sleeping?
Yes.
All of them were at one time. And arise, come on, from the
dead.
Is there death working in us tonight in any area? Let us ask God that. How many believe He'll tell us and show us? He said, awake thou that sleepest, rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Now, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly. That means diligently or exactly. Okay. And not as fools. Not as a foolish virgin. But what? As the wise virgins. Amen. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. How many believe we're moving into the evil days as well as the day of the Lord? And yet God's moving? Come on. Now the devil's moving. I mean, when God moves, He allows the devil to move. Jesus said to the devil, get behind me. That literally means follow behind me. Every time God moves, come on, He permits the enemy to move too. How many know when God's blowing a trumpet, Satan's blowing his trumpet? When God loses a seal, Satan's loosening his seals, and so forth. Amen? Now, verse 17, wherefore, be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Or be being filled with the Spirit. Yeah. Praise God. I still believe in praying in tongues. How about you?
Amen.
As well as my own language.
Hallelujah.
We need to pray much in the Spirit. Amen? We need to pray much in the Spirit. How many believe that?
Amen.
Praise God. I want the oil. I don't want to lose what I have. I want God's oil. Anybody want more oil?
Amen.
Anybody hungering for more oil?
Yes.
Anybody thirsting for more oil?
Yes.
Anybody want God tonight?
Amen.
How many believe Jesus is coming?
Amen.
You got problems? Jesus is coming.
Amen?
Amen? You got spirits working against you. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. You got problems in your church. Jesus is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. You got opposition. Jesus is coming. Amen. Hallelujah. He's coming within. He's coming without. Brethren, let us rise up in God. Let that anointing come into our lives. And let us break, destroy every bondage. Every yoke that has us bound. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Don't claim to be something you're not. Help me not to be that way either, Lord. Help us not to claim something we have not. Amen? Oh, yes, we speak the word, what we have in Him. But let us not presume that we have so much when we don't sometimes have as much as we think we have. I was in a place one time, and a man was bragging on how much the people had. And when I stood up to preach, I spoke out of Kings. The Lord showed me the people were way down here, their faith, nowhere near where He thought they were. And brethren, we can presume we're up here sometime when we may be down here a ways. But wherever we are, how many know He'll come where you are? And He'll take you up.
Hallelujah.
You remember in Revelation? One more scripture and I'm done, Jack. Praise the Lord. Them seats getting hard? Are those seats getting hard? Okay. Revelation 14. Billy, you doing all right there? Oh, good. Revelation 14. One more scripture here, I think. Hallelujah. Okay, look in verse 2. I heard a voice from heaven as a voice of what? Come on. Many waters. How many know there's bubbling brooks, there's creeks, there's ponds, there's rivers, there's oceans. And wherever you're standing in God, how many know, wait on Him. Wait on Him and He'll come and take you to another level. Our problem is we see another brother and sister maybe up ahead of us and we get jealous or envious. Come on, brethren. Stay where you are. Be faithful where you are. Seek the Lord where you are. And God will raise you up under His mighty hand. Amen? I believe it. Do you believe it? I believe it. And I believe tonight there are people here that wants more of God. I believe that. I mean, no, you got people playing church everywhere. But I tell you, God's raising up some overcomers who love Jesus. Amen? Are they going to play church? They want the oil. They want to be part of God's best. They don't want to miss God's best. Don't let midnight overtake us. Don't presume you can make it through midnight or even to midnight without the oil of God. We cannot make it. We cannot make it. We're listening to a lie. We're listening to death. And we think we'll make it. Amen. Let's stand. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's come on. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We love You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Lord, come in us. Fill us with the oil, Father God. Fill us, Lord, with that oil, Lord. Fill us with that holy oil, Lord God. Lord, we beseech Thee, Lord. Not just tonight, but God, every day, help us to seek You, Lord. Come in us, Lord Jesus. Prepare us for the days ahead, Lord. Let us not presume, God, we're ready when we're not ready, Lord. Father, forgive us for presumption. Forgive us for pride. Forgive us for boastfulness and arrogancy, Lord, in any area of our life. Lord God, we humble our hearts before You. We want that divine oil. We want that golden oil. Father God, that flows through those golden pipes into the golden candlestick, Lord. Lord, set us ablaze with that oil. Place us in Your body in this hour, Lord. Let us go forth in Your mighty name, God. Let the oil of God hit this place, Lord. Let the anointing hit this place, Lord God, in the next few days. Move upon us, Father God. Rise upon us, Lord God. Lord, bring us into a new dimension of that oil. Lord, visions and dreams and the prophetic word, God, move in this camp meeting. Move in the ministries. Move in the people, Lord. Father, give us visitation with Your mighty angels. Lord, as You direct, God, help us, Lord, to look up. Help us to look up, Lord. Help us to stand before You as Your people, Lord. You said praying always, watching and praying always, that we might be accounted worthy to come through all those things, Lord, and to stand before the Son of God. Hallelujah. Lord, break off death off of us. I come against all death spirits. All spirits of death and doom and destruction. Loose the people of God in this place. Come off of us. Lord, Father God, forgive us of the world. The spirit of the world that's come in and crowded out the Holy Spirit in some areas. Move in us, Lord. Push out our enemy, Lord God, in these meetings. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've raised Thee up in this hour, saith God. I've raised Thee up even in your age. So fret not and fear not because of your age. I've raised Thee up, yea, to speak to many, even the multitudes. For yea, God has anointed Thee. God has anointed Thy feet and Thy mouth. Yea, proclaim and declare what God has said to thee. Hold not back, lest I confound thee before the people. God says, fear not that the faces of men, for that which I speak, yea, thou shalt declare it, and thou shalt speak the truth in love, and the Lord shall be with thee. Yea, in your latter years shall be greater than the former. I shall establish thy going out and thy coming in. So rejoice, my loved ones. Know that thy feet and thy walk life shall be directed by the Holy Spirit. You need not fear again, the Lord says, but you need to trust me. For
I am thy strength. I shall encourage thee, and thou shalt walk with me in white, for thou shalt be worthy, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Amen. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister, I see the Lord coming and visiting you and ministering life to you and encouragement. You've been through the battle. You've been through the mill, as the old saying is. But the Lord is going to set thee free in this meeting as you submit to the Lord. For the Lord shall surround thee with His light and His love. And yea, the love of God does penetrate thy heart. God shall hear thy cry, and God shall move for thee on the left and on the right. So fear not and fret not. God has heard your cry, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Excuse me, sister. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fern, the Lord is touching your body. He's touching your back tonight, going down into your spine, yea, up into your neck and even over on your shoulders. The Lord is with thee. He shall strengthen you even this night. For His light shall penetrate the darkness. The darkness shall flee. Man has spoken death to thee, but I speak life. Walk thou in it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 That's crazy. That's crazy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Lyle. The Lord is turning you around. I just see you turning in a circle. And that circle is leading another direction. And that direction is of the Holy Spirit. For you've had an ear to hear God. Many have not understood thee. Many have said things this way and that way. But God says, forget that. I see thee, my son. I know where you're walking. And the Lord is directing thy path. And thy path shall be changed. For the light of God is directing thee. And thou shalt be a blessing in the way that you go. So you'll take that turn. The Lord shall turn with thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him tonight. Let's praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord says you have an open heart. You are receptive to what God says. And even the persecution that's been upon thee and round about thee shall last no longer. God said, I'm striking through that. And now the Lord said, you shall walk in a different way. You shall walk in the light of the Lord. And others shall recognize and know that I've been with thee. And thou shalt be vindicated, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Doreen, I see a change coming in your ministry, in your life. And I see that spirit of intercession coming upon you in the days ahead. And the darkness is fleeing and the light is coming. And God said there will be a change very soon. And that soon change shall come because you've heard my voice, you've obeyed my voice, and truly thou shalt go another direction. It is time, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Turn that mic off.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Amen. Let's praise Him. Praise God. Let's shout. Let's praise our God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Cheryl, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is strengthening you. He's pouring in new oil and wine. For thou hast been in the battle. Thou hast been on the road. Thou hast been in places that I put thee. And even in the days ahead, thou shalt go other places. Thou shalt walk in high places with the Lord. And thou shalt walk with a team. And thou shalt go with a team. And it shall be in a direction even different than what you think. But God shall turn thee around. And thou shalt go in that direction. And as you go in that direction, many shall come to the kingdom. And many shall be with thee. Many shall intercede and pray. And as because of intercession, God says there'll be much fruit. Many will turn to the Lord. So be obedient to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Jack, I just see the Lord coming and ministering life and encouragement to your heart. And the Lord is going to do a new thing within thee. The Lord is changing some things within. Yea, thine eyesight. I see God touching your, not only, I believe, your physical eyes, but your spiritual eyes and in a new dimension. And God is opening up the book in a new revelation, fresh oil from the presence of God. And as you sit in your house and as you wait upon the Lord, thou shalt be visited, my son. Thou shalt be built up with the things of God in this hour and the days ahead. Thou shalt walk with me, close with me, saith the Lord, and I shall walk close with thee. Yea, for saith God, things are falling off, and new things are coming. Thou shalt walk anew and afresh in the new things, my son. For truly thy heart has been opened to the Lord, and God shall truly visit thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give Him praise. Come on, give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise.
Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Mildred. God has not forgotten thee, my daughter. Yea, the Lord is with thee. He is strong in your behalf. And yea, he shall walk with thee in the days ahead. And thou shalt walk and talk with the Lord. And in the night season, God shall visit thee. He shall speak unto thee anew and afresh in new dreams and new visions and revelations, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe it. Hey, listen, God's getting ready to move. God is moving, but he's getting ready to move in another dimension. Amen. How many want to go to another dimension in God? I do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and praise you. Amen? Praise God. Amen. What about in the morning? Just 6 o'clock in the morning, prayer meeting with Brother Doc, and then the meeting's at 10 o'clock. Breakfast, 8 o'clock. Praise God. Those that want to fast, fast. Those that want to eat, eat. Amen? Brother Coffey, I feel you should pray. Come in.
Hallelujah. Our Father, we praise you and we thank you. Father, we're watching. We're watching. We're listening for you coming now, Lord. We have watched. We have looked for you, and now we're listening, Lord. We know that the days are fast approaching. So do that work now, and let us be receptive to those things that you're doing right now, Lord, for we need to receive all that you're pouring out upon us. So as you have given this night through your servant here, Lord, make us open receptacles to receive the word that has gone forth and all that has been spoken this night. We praise you. We thank you. We give you the glory, and we do it all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.